and welcome to the 1983 Oz Festival. In 1970, I met this gentleman. He was one of the best then, and he's one of the best now. Please, a 1983 Oz Festival welcome for Mr. Ozzy Osbourne.
And here comes Ozzy in one of the most incredible costumes I've ever seen in rock and roll. He looks something like an Indian. He looks something like who knows what. He's got huge feathers coming out of his hat, red and black, all the way down to the ground. I know what he looks like. He looks like an Indian chief, and the crowd is going wild. Ozzy Osbourne.
I want to see you people going crazy!
Come on, let's see him.
train. suicide solution.
Take a bath and drown your sorrows. Hit the floor to wake. know if it's ever going to happen.
Impression of the situation when you flew in here?
Well, it's just unbelievable. I've done a few festivals about the same, so I don't know whether it's quite the size of this, but the impression you get, it's just like a whole bunch of happiness all in one place and one time. And it's like I think it started from the Woodstock thing, you know. It's like that magic of having so many people all there to have a good time. It's just, you can't buy that, you know.
Here we are in the 80s and it's still happening.
This is what makes it all worth it to me. You know, I'm being on the road, sometimes I get tired and you get your ups and your downs, but to get to a place like this, it's just so good. It's such a great feeling. It's very difficult for me to explain what it's like, but it's just like, I'm gonna play in front of all these people. I mean, like when you do a live TV thing or a radio thing, you don't really physically know how many people you're getting to. But when you see them all there, you know,
yeah, they're going to be upwards of 200,000 people out there for you to play to.
Yeah.
What kind of special things do you have in store for the fans today?
I've got this amazing outfit, which is going to freak everybody. It's like a witch doctor.
Tell me more.
Well, it's just like a witch doctor, you know. It's like the feathers. I've got a 4-foot headdress. It's just. Mind you, I don't suppose I'll be wearing it too long, because it's, I think under this heat, it's like, you're like, I'll be like dribbling out my trouser legs, you know.
what kind of set are you going to perform today, as opposed to
there's so many bands on. I mean, it would be great if I could have put my stage set up there, but it's the time, you know. It would have taken hours to erect, you know, and I'm just going to go up there, give a muzzy, you know. It's a fabulous day, though, don't you think?
Yes, it is. It's beautiful. It's hot. Sun's out. There were a lot of people that came today, this morning, at the last minute.
Yeah.
So they're expecting a lot of walk-up people.
As we were coming into there, there was traffic on the freeways for miles, like just stopped, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's know it's the Us Festival. Judas Priest. We'll be right back.
gonna do some Modest again? We got a chant going down there, let's listen to this. They just rain, rain, rain back to the Sad Rains of Destiny album. Also Unleashed in the East. You might know this one. This is Victim of Jesus. Thank you.
you my brain. We'll be right back.
come on. Give me another cheese, come on. Give me a long, long cheese, come on. Something, you people stay quiet. All you people at the back, let me hear you. Come on. Come on, let me hear some more. Come on. Now let's have a listen to you people down the front. Come on. You understand this different fun. How about little living after?
Rockin' to
All right, this is one big metal party, huh? Right, you're all invited back to my room after the show for a drink at the hotel, all right? Maybe a bit tight, so I might have to squeeze a few of you in. I'm gonna try it on something. Oh yes, this is gonna be fun. This is gonna be fun. Some of you who saw us last year will know what I'm gonna do now, but if not, it's your first time for, it's the first time for everything. Oh yeah! Oh!
The party continues at the US Festival. Back on stage for an encore, Judas Priest. We'll be right back.
from the crowd feel? I mean, there
are 300,000
people.
The thing is, you see, when you walk onto that stage without a sound check, without any real indication of what to experience, because you fly in, you go to the trial, you get changed, you walk up to the stage, and that's the first you see of it. It's all very instant and one-off. So there's a certain magic about it, and the real magic does come from those people, and the reaction level for us, for Priest especially, was just phenomenal. 280,000 people singing Breaking the Law and things like that is, what more can you ask for, you know? And when you get the reaction like Priest has got, and I dare say Ozzy got and Scorps will get, you know, that's dynamite, it really is.
Well, you obviously pulled it off, but I would imagine going in you had to feel some trepidation because it is stark daylight and it was a bare bones show.
Yeah, but it's, like I say, festivals are very, very special. They're different. They're nothing like concerts. It's a different attitude. It's basically one big party to a certain extent.
Just together, you know, with friends.
It's just everybody comes together and we play and we have a good time. You perform as best as you possibly can with the same energy and intensity as you would in a concert environment. But it's a Sunday afternoon, the sun's out, we're having a few beers and just having a good time.
It's,
you know?
Definitely, you feel a lot closer to the audience playing in the daytime because you can see them real well and they can see you, you know, and as opposed to playing in concert halls, you feel very detached with spotlights sort of blinding you and you can't really see the audience too well. But as Rob quite rightly said, it's a Sunday afternoon, it's just like a Sunday afternoon in the park, and it's a real close thing.
It's good to hear that because so many people feel that rock and roll can only exist at night, that magic.
Some bands do feel that way, you know. But we've never ever given it that thought at all. It exists essentially on its musical level, you know. The strength of the music is the prime factor.
Well, I'm sure all 300,000 of the people out there are awfully glad that they braved the sun to come see you because it was a rocking show. Thank you very much for
And we'd
your
like
time.
To thank you, our fans, for making it a special day. It's been excellent, excellent.
Cheers.
We're all going to go and get bombed now.
Thank you. This is Vicki McCarty for the Westwood One Satellite Network, backstage with Rob Halford and KK Downing of Judas Priest.
Very good, Vicki.
Thank you.
This is the Tune Meister from CrabRadio.net. Just letting you all know the request line here at Quack House Radio is open 24/7 before you leave. Requests, feedback, or whatever to any of the DJs here on Quack House Radio, to include myself, the Tune Meister, Sam O, Paul Higgins, Dave the Rave, and last but not least, Duck Landis. That number is 646-222-8198, and toll charges may apply since it's a New York number. The schedule for Quack House Radio can be found at quackhouseradio.net/schedule.html.